Title: NYSERDA issues request for information in preparation for 6th OREC solicitation with transmission issues in the forefront. Content: As New York's 5th Offshore Wind Renewable Energy Certificate, OREC, solicitation enters its final stages, the New York State Energy Research and Development Authority, NYSERDA, issued a request for information, RFI, on December 18, 2024, to solicit feedback concerning its next solicitation, which has been dubbed New York 6. While NYSERDA has requested feedback on a number of general concepts, including the structure, timeline, and eligibility criteria for New York 6, the RFI is notable for its focus on the relationship between generation and transmission. In particular, NYSERDA is seeking feedback on how to encourage applicants to optimize the coordination between offshore wind generation projects and ongoing or new transmission projects. The RFI builds on the New York State Public Service Commission's, the Commission, Order Addressing Public Policy Requirements for Transmission Planning Purposes, issued June 22, 2023, the PPTN order. In previous solicitations, NYSERDA sought radial offshore wind projects inclusive of generation, export infrastructure, and interconnection with the onshore grid. New York 6 may mark an evolution in New York's approach to offshore wind project infrastructure, in which NYSERDA looks to separate transmission aspects of projects from generation aspects. Subject to commission approval, in New York 6, NYSERDA may elect to solicit generation-only proposals that would prioritize utilization of the transmission projects being developed and undertaken pursuant to the PPTN order. Respondents have until January 29, 2025 at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to submit comments to the RFI. All comments should be emailed to offshorewind@nyserda.newyork.gov, with the subject line New York 6 RFI Comments. Stay tuned for more on the offshore wind space, including additional insights into developments under the incoming Trump administration. Categories: offshore wind, as seen in Energy Law Blog.